once again, a very good afternoon, Madam Chairperson and the members of the committee. Thank you for the floor. The first area I'd like myself to talk about is multi-sector cooperation and cooperation among ministries. So the cooperation on multidisciplinary area in the protection of the rights of the child is an integral part of whatever step taken. As the State Secretary said previously, this kind of multi-sectoral cooperation is included in the legislation as well and touching all areas, just like National Strategy for Protection of Children Against Violence was drafted in 2014, updated in 2019. The preparation of new strategy is resulting from this multi-sectoral cooperation. The permanent members of this working group cooperating are all relevant ministries, General Prosecutor's Office, and research institutions, NGOs, and last but not least, children themselves. In this way, via this multi-ministerial, multi-disciplinary approach, is also European Children's Guarantee is drafted and protection of children in digital environment. I'll talk about it later. I would like to take us to participation of children. As I said, that a component of this multidisciplinary team and cooperation are children themselves. You were asking how does it take place. It is done regularly since 2020, when we were inspired by the Council of Europe when preparing the Roman strategy, and at that time our children were included in participation of that strategy. It was very inspirational, and we do it in the same way in Slovakia now. In selected regions, children meet with adult representatives of different ministries, regional representatives of these ministries. They learn about the rights of children. They can talk us about how they think they are abided by. They can speak about what they think should be done for them feeling safely in the country. And just like whatever horizontal strategic material we proceed, so children are not taken as somebody who just speak, but what they say is only cited and included in some material. They can really mention some concrete measures. And this is not the only way of the children participation. We support also children parliaments, their activity at the local levels. But this is what my colleague from the Commissioner for Children will talk about. You also asked about protection of children in digital environment and the action plans in that era. It has been drafted, adopted by government for years 24-25, and one of the key measures of that action plan was to join in the network of InHope, an international network cooperating with Interpol, in identifying the contents that sexually images that traces, sexual images of children. So this is an instrument aiming at elimination of such dangerous materials. We have this possibility. Also, we are a member of international network INSAFE. There are certain criteria we have to abide by, training of experts. We have peer-to-peer training for pupils and students as well. We want to increase digital literacy. And this training are being provided over the entire year. We also focus on lay people, taking into consideration their needs. This is done through evening school. It is called evening school for lay communities, lay peoples. Another activity is online links, retrieving the negative contents and groups. Active Depistage is the name of that.